قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Again, we're continuing our trip in Spain, Valencia, and I met Andrews. Andrews?
Andrew.
Andrew. Is Andrew?
In English, Andrew. In English, Andrew.
Yeah, in English, Andrew, but
in Spanish, Andres.
Andres. Andres. Nah. You've been Muslim 3 years.
3 years.
3 years. 3 years. That you say 3 years, 3 years.
Nah, 3 years and 3 months.
MashaAllah. Congratulations. Why did you accept Islam?
Because I was 18 years old, and one friend say me, the Quran is this and this and this, and I thought it is a good religion, but it is the time of Ramadan, and I listen, I thought maybe I will have Ramadan, and I have Ramadan 3 years, 1 week, 1 week, and I feel a good sensation, in a sentiment, and I think maybe the Ramadan and the Islam is a good thing. After that, I read the Holy Quran, and I feel the Tawheed is the truth, مباشرة, يعني directly. Only 2 weeks, Alhamdulillah, and only Alhamdulillah, I feel the Tawheed and the Quran is the truth.
You said the Tawheed. For those that don't know, Tawheed is the pure monotheism. Mm. That's the complete, the unique oneness of the Almighty Creator. So this is what attracted you to Islam, the Tawheed.
Nah.
How do you say Tawheed in Spanish? How do you say that in your language?
The translation is monotheismo. Monotheismo puro. The pure monotheist. In Spanish, we say it monotheismo puro.
What religion were you before Islam?
Nah, I was Christian. I have 8 brothers. Alhamdulillah, all my family is Christianity. Alhamdulillah, my family with, you know, a lot of Spanish people speak. I am Christian, but they are not Christian practice.
Practicing, okay. So they say Christian, but doesn't really practicing.
Okay. This bad. My family is practice.
So your family's practicing now.
No.
Oh, okay, I get it. So some say they were Christian, but they're not practicing. Your family was practicing.
Yes.
Christian. Okay, so they're practicing Christians.
No.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, in the past I have the thing. I think God is true. God is true. You know, I don't have dudas, shak. I don't have shak. And I feel when I read it, the Holy Quran, it's impossible. There are a thing better of the Tawheed. But before this, I was a Christian, good. I went to the canisa, to the iglesia. No, you know,
to the church?
To the church.
Yes.
Yes. I was to the church and I read the Injil, the Bible. And alhamdulillah, my family say me a good word, alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. But Islam for me is so better. So, but it's more direct, and in Islam, there are dalil, there are
evidences, proofs. Yes.
Nah, proofs. And I think, but it is my opinion, and my family is Christian, but I think that in the Bible there are contradictions. And alhamdulillah, in the Quran, in the Holy Quran, there are not contradictions.
There are no contradictions. God Almighty is saying in the Quran that do they not consider the Quran with care? That if there had been any contradiction, discrepancies in the Quran, go ahead, it's a challenge, find it. But like you're saying right now, there is none.
No.
So this convinced you now that indeed the Quran is from the Creator. We say Allah. How do you say in Spanish? Dios?
Dios. God is Dios in Spanish.
God is Dios. Ojalá?
Ojalá. Yani,
you say, many Spanish people, they say ojalá. Is that oh Allah?
Allahumma.
Allah, that's like saying Allahumma?
No, Karib.
How did you start it? See, many people, they'll pick up on, imagine you're living during the time of Jesus. Jesus, peace be upon him, he spoke Aramaic. Now, we heard you say a few words in Arabic. You're not Arab, are you?
In Arabic?
No, you're learning some Arabic.
In Arabic?
No, you're saying Arabic. You say Jazakallah khairan, and you say Salaam alaikum. So now, that's one of the miracles, is that the Quran is revealed in the original language. So now that's how it's been preserved. And you start learning these different words. You start reading. That you're reading, actually, I can tell right now already, you're studying the Quran in Arabic.
Yes, no, I read it in Spanish.
You read it in Spanish, but you're starting to pick up on some words. You're saying now.
Now.
You're saying some Spanish.
Now I speak Arabic.
You're learning Arabic. No.
Yeah. Don't a lot of, but alhamdulillah, I speak Arabic a little.
Great. What advice do you have for the other Spanish people? So we're in Spain. For others who are now seeking purpose of life, they want to know why they've been created. Tell them in English, then you can tell them in Spanish. You know, what advice do you have for people that fear Islam? They don't know Islam. They think, you know, all sorts of crazy things. What advice do you have for them?
I can speak in Spanish.
First, give them a couple words in English and then Spanish.
Okay. My advice for the people is that not our opinion without information. I don't know if I speak.
I got you. Don't form an opinion without the right information. Get the right information.
It is.
About Islam, not from the media. Did I say it right?
It is.
Okay, now you want to say in Spanish?
Lo que le estaba diciendo a los hermanos es que mi consejo para la gente que no es musulmana todavía es que no se puede crear una opinión si no tiene información previamente.
And one last thing, are there a lot of people, because Islam has such a rich history for over, 700-800 years, Islam was predominantly a Muslim majority, and science, inventions, you know, everybody, you know, Jews and Christians were sending their children here to learn, you know, people were coming here for the knowledge while everybody was in the dark ages, right? So how are the people now receptive? Are there more people coming back to their roots of Islam here?
No. It is true. It is true. Well, alhamdulillah, now, there are a lot of people come back to the Islam. Alhamdulillah.
Here.
And alhamdulillah, in Spain, in the past, Al Andalus. Alhamdulillah, there are a lot of Zians acknowledged. So, alhamdulillah. We must think about this.
Yeah, we must, and that's what we got to do. If you care, you share, and if you should, which you should, care about the people, then you should share and do your part, and get out there and make sure you're the best example. And look it, subhanAllah, I'm in Spain and I'm finally a Spaniard. You call Spaniard, if you're Spanish, you're Spaniard, right?
Spanish.
Muslim now, and simply, what's a Muslim? One who has submitted his or her will to the Creator of the heavens and earth. Jesus submitted his will to God, Moses did, Abraham, they all were Muslim. And the last and final message of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. We'll see you next time here on the Deen Show. Peace be with you from Spain. Assalamu alaikum.